you. I'm the son of a black man from Kenya and a white woman from Kansas. I've gone to some of the best schools in America, and I've lived in one of the world's poorest nations. I have brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, uncles, and cousins of every race and every hue scattered across three continents. And for as long as I live, I will never forget that in no other country on earth is my story even possible. It's a story that hasn't made me the most conventional of candidates. But it is a story that has seared into my genetic makeup the idea that this nation is more than the sum of its parts. That out of many, we are truly one. At this moment, in this election, we can come together and say, not this time. This time we want to talk about the crumbling schools that are stealing the future of black children and white children and Asian children and Hispanic children and Native American children. This time we want to reject the cynicism that tells us that these kids can't learn, that those kids who don't look like us are somebody else's problem. The children of America are not those kids, they are our kids, and we will not let them fall behind in the 21st century economy. Not this time. This time we want to talk about how the lines in the emergency room are filled with whites and blacks and Hispanics who do not have health care, who don't have the power on their own to overcome the special interests in Washington, but who can take them on if we do it together. This time, we want to talk about the men and women of every color and creed who serve together and fight together and bleed together under the same proud flag. Together.
some times when I've been so low. So low that I had to reach up just to touch the bottom. And you know that's low. But you gotta keep your head up and believe in yourself. And before you get down, you gotta get up. You gotta get up.
You got to stand up
and help our brother.
For all children across America and around the world. roll. Still.